Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 181 for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly weaker Thursday morning in the wake of Statistics Canada's production numbers report, which projected greater than expected canola acreage. Values were $1 to $2 below unchanged, with the January contract checking in at $409.90 per ton. Stats Can estimates pegged 2014-15 canola production at 15.555 million metric tons. That compares to the previous estimate of 14.8 million metric tons. Spillover selling in soy oil and European rapeseed futures also put pressure on values. However, a lack of farmer selling, a weaker Canadian dollar, and strong end-user demand helped limit the losses. As well, gains in soybeans and soy meal gave underlying support to the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans and corn were stronger, while wheat was weaker. Soybeans were mostly higher, with the January contract checking in at $10 a bushel. Stronger than expected demand for exports helped underpin the market. A USDA report indicates that foreign demand is vigorous despite the large South American crop. South Korea is reportedly on the hunt for a large shipment of soy meal right now. Soy meal cash markets in the U.S. are holding very steady. Corn was 2 cents per bushel higher, with the March contract sitting at 384 per bushel. Demand has been steady, with private exporters booking 1.2 million metric tons of corn. That is up 24% from the previous week. Weather conditions for crops in South America are quite favorable for crop development, which was bearish. A private firm lowered its estimate for Brazilian corn production by 1 million tons. The expected output for Brazil is now pegged at 68.7 million tons. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents weaker, with the March contract at $5.85 per bushel. Prices retreated after forecasts called for favorable weather in the Black Sea region. U.S. wheat has had difficulty competing with cheaper-priced wheat from Russia and Ukraine, although Japan purchased 150,000 tons of U.S. wheat this week. There is some talk Russia may revisit its decision to restrict its exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.